Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the election night edition. Dominic here with me in the world headquarters, Madison. This will be the scene, the origination scene of special election night coverage. It begins at 7 o'clock. Kristen Bry and Luke Mathers starting us off, and then Dom and Crute take over in the anchor chair, 8 to 10. Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News radio show. He's going to be 10 to 11, I believe. And then Todd Alba, 11 until closing.
Ooh.
Whatever well, that means.
Welcome to the party, pal. Got the new guy on the late shift.
We do. Hence, he is the newest team member, Todd Alba. He will take the latest shift. I hope he does a swell job. Dom, by then, we hope to be at the Tony Evers victory party down
victory.
On State Street.
Yeah, baby.
If there is a Tony Evers victory party, Dom and Crute will crash it. If there is not one, we'll probably be at Paul's.
We're going to party one way or the other. That's the beautiful thing about an election and a political party, no matter what. If your team wins, go party. If your team loses,
go cry in your beer.
Right, go party.
We will get to the phones very, very shortly at 844-967-2789. Wondering how Wisconsin's feeling this fine day. But Dom, I got a little update from our friends at WIS Politics. Local officials in 38 Wisconsin municipalities that have central counts handed out more than 237,000 absentee ballots to voters for today's elections. And officials in several of the largest communities with central counts, think Milwaukee, Dom, for their absentee ballots say that they have taken steps to speed up the process of processing those votes to avoid some of the issues that popped up in 2020. And Todd Alba says, thank God, because he's carrying a live shift on special election coverage right here on Civic Media. Now, Dom, the Elections Commission today listed more than 67,000 absentee ballots that Milwaukee either mailed to voters or collected during the early in-person voting. Now, often here in the state of Wisconsin, if you're listing from outside, often it is Milwaukee that is the determinant. When we see the absentee ballots come in from Milwaukee, and they're often very overwhelmingly Democrat, but that's usually the determinant factor in the race. And when they dropped in 2020 at about 3 a.m., Dom, Donald Trump lost his freaking mind. Because what happened? We effectively saw Joe Biden, at least in the tabulation, leapfrog Donald Trump. And what happened, Dom? We hearken back to 4 years ago. We were at the Roman Coin on Brady Street.
Oh,
we were
watching
the 2018 midterm elections come in. We were on the radio on RRD in Milwaukee then. But we had a fine Wisconsin elections commissioner. He does a show on the station. Look him up. Monday nights, Paul Revere show, I think they call it. But anyways, Mark was there. Others were there. We were feeling eager.
Yes. We weren't ready to go home quite yet.
Because we knew the Milwaukee absentee ballots were coming in. And we suspected there were sufficient numbers to turn the election.
And one of the reasons we suspected that is because, some Republican staffer had crunched the numbers ahead of time as well.
Well, Joe, I think his name is Hanratty, who often does a lot of the statistical analysis on behalf of Republicans. He actually made the call, predicted what was going to happen in Milwaukee in 2020, and said, here come the absentee ballots. We're going to see another, let's call it 130,000 votes for Joe Biden. We're going to see Joe Biden leapfrog Donald Trump. He effectively predicted the electoral math before
they released them. Yeah,
it released because we knew that it was about 80% Democrats in Milwaukee. And as soon as you knew that math, right, you could extrapolate other, you know, variances.
Ah, statistics, math. What are you talking about? It's just too confusing. And the Republicans. Oh, my God. It was all this late night ballot counting. Well, let's not forget. And the Republicans know this. At least a lot of them do. One of the reasons that absentee ballots are counted later in the night, because that's how the law is in the state of Wisconsin and other states as well.
Because Republicans make them count on election day. You can't early count these ballots.
You cannot. You cannot. They will not let you. They actually, I think it was Evers and the Democrats here in the state
made
of Wisconsin.
Made a proposition of such.
Tried to change that legislatively, and Republicans said, hell no. So just remember, when the absentee ballots come in late, and they're going to come in late because Republicans stayed with a law that said you can't count them until after the polls close on election day. They could have changed it. They said not to. But one of the reasons they decided not to is so they could bitch about absentee ballots being counted late at night. I know. This is what I'm saying. And this is just asinine. We have to throw these people out on their ear. This is unacceptable. There is zero credibility with this, man. Get rid of them.
Well, Dom here should be encouraging news for us and perhaps even our friend Todd Alba pulling the late shift on the extended special election night coverage. Milwaukee Elections Commission Executive Director Claire Woodall-Vogg said the city has added a machine that opens absentee ballot envelopes, which she said significantly speeds up processing them. Now, we're talking about the city, not the entirety of Milwaukee County.
City
here,
of Milwaukee.
But she predicted the city's central count would finish processing absentee ballots by 10:30 or 11 p.m.
Ooh, nice.
We have more staff than we had in 16 or 18. We really improved our process. Well, I believe it was like 1:37 p.m. when Scott Walker got a dagger. There goes your dagger right through Scott Walker's heart. Well, the dagger in 2016, in no small part, was legalized marijuana referendums.
Now, there was also the referendum
in 16 different districts.
Was again on my ballot this time as well. And what,
guess
I
where
tell
else
you,
there's a legalized marijuana referendum? And if you haven't voted, folks,
go
get in line.
But
go
I think
vote.
There was
Dane County, baby.
There was more. I don't know. There was more information last time around about the marijuana ballot referendum being on the ballot. I don't remember a whole lot. We barely talked about it whatsoever, and I didn't know even know on my own ballot where
there
I voted today.
There is a non-binding advisory referendum.
Yes, in many communities, mine being one of them.
And by putting the issue of marijuana on the ballot, effectively you could perhaps inspire, engage young voters that care a lot about this issue.
Right.
Now, there are plenty of people that agree with us. Marijuana should be legalized. Cannabis should be legal here for any adult reason. But even if you maybe don't quite come around to that full advocacy, the young kids do. And if the young kids turn out, even if it's just a vote for marijuana.
Right. Just do it for that. If for no other reason, vote them and then vote yes on the marijuana.
Well, let's not forget, Tony Evers has, I'm not going to say changed his spots. He wasn't a big marijuana supporter, but, you know, he's sort of in the medical marijuana category when he first elected. But 4 years later, he's come fully on this. He has full recreational legalization.
Or you think the $200 million that, you know, Illinois or Colorado gets a year in tax dollars or something that people might want to look at.
And, of course, Tim Michaels takes the exact opposite approach. There are clear contrasts between every candidate on the ballot.
It's night and day.
And the question is, do we live in a democracy, small d, or do we live in a fascist state of Wisconsin? And we're well on our way, with or without the results of this election. The gerrymandering so disenfranchises Wisconsinites through the legislative process. It really doesn't matter who wins the governor's race in regards to governing. It's either obstructionist governance from the Democrats, because that's what their base wants, or it's god-awful governance from the Republicans because God only knows who's feeding their coffers. Well, I think it's mostly what the donors want.
Not only does the gerrymandering to that degree, and it does happen in other states, and Democrats do it as well, is not only does it disenfranchise the voters and doesn't represent them properly, But it also attributes to the crazy wacko righties, because if they don't stay right hard right enough, they're going to get primaried to the right. And next thing you know, a guy like Republican Dale Schultz from the state of Wisconsin run out on a rail.
Believe Markline's on the ballot tonight.
Mm.
We'll be checking in with our friend Joanne Kreutz, who is the, and I like her to last name, similar, super cool. Joanne is the news director at WRCE AM, News from the Center, and we're going to check in with her and really hosts from all around the state, our news team, Terry Bell. We've got very special coverage. Glad you're listening right now, and hopefully stick around, be a part all night long. Lori from New Glarus. Lori, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations on your expansion.
Well, thank
you. Up north, we need it. Yeah, we need it. I have a cabin up there, and it's more red than
where
many ways.
Where at, Lori? Not that I'm going to pillage the place.
Eagle River.
Eagle River. We're getting close.
Right.
We're getting close. We're
good.
In... Well, Lori, how can we help you here in the Madison, New Glarus area?
Well, I just wanted to agree with you guys. I am so nervous. After you guys despise Walker as much as I do, and we've had 12 years now of just grief in this state, ever since Walker took over and the Tea Party, the cancer invaded the Republican Party and took it over, and now we got this tumor Michaels that wants to run our state. You know, the last 4 years, the Republicans have just blocked everything. I don't think they've worked since March, have they? But yet we're paying them. So I just want people to remember this, you know, and go out and vote. Do we want another 4 years of strife and discord and tension and anger and frustration in the state? Or do we want it to go back to the way it was before Scott Walker just blew it all up? And that's, you know, so please go and vote. Please, please, please. It doesn't take much time. There's not many lines. And again, our state depends on this. It will go down the tubes. It will be Walker on steroids if Michaels gets in. And that is terrifying, absolutely terrifying. So that's all I wanted to say, is just remember these last 12 years have been hell. And I think if the Republicans ran everything, it would just go back to normal. And we can talk and, you know, talk with even the Republicans. It doesn't matter.
Oh, you meant...
But we have...
Lori, you don't want Republican rule across the state because it ain't going back to normal. It'd go back to normal chaos, malfeasance, bad governance, and tax cuts for the rich.
Of course.
Unless you're rich, but I'm not. So I'll stick around and do more of this fine program. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, more of your calls. It's the Happier Happy Hour, Election Day Edition.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Holy mackerel, folks. Let's get to
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can join us. How you feeling? Did you go vote? You're going to vote soon. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we've been talking about the already cast votes, the absentee ballots in Milwaukee. And we know that they've been determinative in other races, Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee. Now, specifically in the city, we know they're sitting on about 67,000 absentee ballots. And we're hopeful that these ballots will be counted, you know, 11:30 midnight time frame, and we'll have top of the ticket answers for you right here on special extended coverage, you know, election night right here on Civic Media. But Dom, here's my math. If you've got 67,000 absentee ballots sitting in a, you know, a central count warehouse waiting to be tabulated, or as my friend Darcy, who's participated in some of these elections before, points out, they can start counting on election day. They don't start at midnight. They've been counting, potentially tabulating the absentee ballots all day. They just cannot count them prior to election day, but they're counting them already. Before polls close, they can tabulate the absentee, if I understand Darcy correctly. So, anyways, back to Crudy's math. When those final numbers come in, if Tim Michaels does not have a lead larger than 40,000 votes, It is my assumption Tony Evers has won re-election here in the state of Wisconsin. I think the Democrats will overvote blue coming out of Milwaukee County. When those absentee votes finally drop, we're going to see just over 40,000 votes. That's Crudy's back of the envelope math, but that's based on historical precedent. Now, here in Dane County, Joe Biden got 260,000 votes. Donald Trump got 78,800. Dom, my back of the envelope math said that Dane County, according to the official canvas, the general election 2020, Dane County produced an overvote of 181,000. 181,000 more Democratic votes than Republican votes. Pardon me. Yeah, that's the differential between those two numbers. 181,000.
In Dane County.
In Dane County.
In 2020.
Joe Biden won by 21,000 votes.
Okay.
Now, Milwaukee County voting was relatively flat between 16 and 2020. They didn't see a surge in voting. But Scott McDonald, the county clerk here in Dane County, will point out, we continue to grow. This community continues to thrive, talking about Madison and Dane County. And I don't know if any of you fine people notice, but Devil Radio's been here the whole time. 844. I'm just saying. 844-967-2789. We got fine listeners going back to the phones. Jeannie from Eau Claire, how you feeling up there?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jeannie.
Well, you give me motivation. I was going to put my head under a pillow and turn the lights out till tomorrow morning, but we're all in this together. And I'm so thankful for you guys and all the great things you've done for our state and for the country, in all honesty. So I guess I'm going to be listening to you all night long. So thank you so much for keeping us informed. You guys are light at the in the dark times in the tunnel, and you're just wonderful. And I'm so thankful for all of you. So thank you, guys.
And GD, I can assure you, your boss, if you have one, you know, not just you, anyone else listening, you know, you can show up late tomorrow if you stay up all night listening to Civic Media Live special extended. Election night coverage, Jeannie, that's like a hall pass at
totally.
Work tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. Crudy will sign your hall pass.
Well, you guys keep up the great work, and thank you so much, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you later tonight.
All right, thank Bye-bye. You, Jeannie.
Jeannie, we'll be back on the air with Civic Media coverage at 7 with Kristen Bry and Luke Mathers and the greatest radio duo ever. We're taking the anchor chair 8 to 10 p.m., you know, sort of the meat of the evening, and then Pat Kreitlow, and then Todd Alba drew the short straw. He's doing it from 11 to close.
Oof.
He's got the late shift. Someone's got to do it. Better Todd than us, because we'll probably be at the Tony Evers victory party on State Street at the Orpheum Theater. Our pal Earl Ingram is all geared up. He will be at the Mandela Barnes campaign
Victory party. Yes.
And Earl's going to start checking in at 9:30, but he's there, you know, whether or not it's a victory party.
It's a victory party, man.
But when Dom and Crute show up tonight,
it's always a party.
It's going to be a victory party. Or we'll be putting on our own little drink and the beer party. You know what I'm saying, Dom? 844-967-2789. More fair listeners, more fair callers, like Andy from Beaver Dam. Andy, what do you got for us, man? How are you feeling?
Hey, Andy.
I'm feeling all right. I'm going to stick my neck out. I hope I don't have to eat my words. I am going to say that Mandela will take Wisconsin by 6,000 or 7,000 votes.
Wow.
I got a gut feeling that he's going to be able to do it.
Are you sure Kathy Nicholas down in Brookfield, down in Waukesha County, won't find 11,000 in the suitcase at home?
Yeah, all right.
Because Democrats are always rigging the elections, Andy.
Wait, she was a Republican.
Right. It's crazy, man. But we're us three guys are brothers in politics, and I think what you've accomplished subsequent to the start of Civic Radio, you know, and we yuck it up down at the Roman Coin and out at Hawk's Bar or whatever, but I'm optimistic about this election. Whether I have any justification for that, I don't know. but I'm hoping. You know, I've got a gut feeling it's going to be good news. What do you think, Crudy?
Andy, I appreciate you listening to the greatest radio show ever, and B, I have been pessimistic every election night since Scott Walker won the recall. I mean, it just wrecked me for all other elections.
Oh, come on, man. There's always a reason
I
for
have
optimism.
Election night PTSD from the Scott Walker recall election. I'm telling you, man, if it's not a glorious victory for, you know, Tony Evers.
It will be. Glorious victory for the Dems.
Blue you think wave, you'll baby. Pound one with us?
Absolutely.
Dom just made a vow. After Tony wins, he's pounding a beer with the Devil's Advocates. Come back. You're going to want to hear all about it.
I want you to be nice until it's time to not be nice.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the election night. Happier. Honk, honk to you too, buddy. I think that's a friendly honk, but you never can tell.
It sounded like it.
Dom, our extended coverage starts at 7 o'clock. Polls have already closed on the East Coast in different markets, so we'll start sharing election results right from the top. Kristen Bryan, Luke Mathers will anchor the first hour's coverage. And then Crudy and Dom, we're doing hour number two. And Dom, later in this big hour, Mandela Barnes coming to make a final pitch, a final ask of you, the fair voter, who may not have voted yet, might be undecided like Crudy.
You're not undecided.
He better make a good pitch.
Really?
Fair to middling.
Come on, what are you talking about? You know, it's that kind of attitude that makes people not want to come around, man. Dick a good people, he's going to personally come in here and beg you to vote for him?
He doesn't have to beg. Just say, please.
Please vote for me.
Please vote for me. Yeah. That's all it takes.
Yeah. Now, can he say, please vote for me, you know, audience? Or does he have to specifically identify you, Michael Crute? Will you please vote for me?
I would like to be personally identified if that's acceptable.
Now,
to
if everybody was held to that standard, then he wouldn't get a whole lot of votes now, would he?
Well, you got to do it the Tommy Thompson way and go meet every voter in the state of Wisconsin.
As long as you say their name and
preferably
say vote for
on
me.
A bar stool.
Well, that's all. So we do radio, man. I can see how that works.
844-967-2789. Going back to the audience. Love it when they give their election day, you know, sort of thoughts and dreams, Dom. L.A. Tom calling in from the leftist coast. Tom, I saw the $2 billion super cash sold somewhere just outside of L.A. It wasn't you, was it, fella? You
hey,
buying
Tom.
Us a radio network?
No, if it was me, Crudy, I'd still be trying to get out the vote in Wisconsin. So, I mean, that's what I'm doing, I guess, right?
Right.
So, first, we the people are the government, and today we prove that. What I wanted to say, Crudy, is that I've had PTSD since the Joanne Kloppenburg race.
Yeah.
That's actually when it started for me.
That was Prosser Kloppenburg. That's when Kathy Nicholas found the 11,000 votes she had conveniently put on her thumb drive at the house, but Democrats rig elections constantly.
You would think I'd buy some property back there just so I could have it as a residence to vote, huh?
Do you know what the disgraced former Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen actually personally called out to right-wing talk radio and asked them to gather stories of possible election fraud? Anything that you can throw against the wall, doesn't matter if you've got any evidence thereof, but they were gathering evidence to try and attack Kloppenburg. The outcome of that election, thought it was going to a recall, and it wasn't until the Nicholas immaculate find of the 11,000 Brookfield votes that, you know, ultimately they didn't have to go that route. They saved that for 2020.
Right, Tom.
Yeah, so that's when the PTSD started. And I'll tell you what, that's why I can't just have that confidence that it's, you know, because it always seems like it goes 6 points up, and then when the election comes, it's 6 points the other way. So it's just like, it's crazy.
But Tom, I mean, listen, we've been around the block a little bit, man, and while certainly every election is important, and this is an important one, and there's lots on the ballot, lots to be concerned about. But this isn't the first time, and I think as a country, we've been in much worse shape. And no matter what happens, you know, we still have the opportunity. We still have the obligation to educate people and to not fall for what the Republicans are selling them, Tom.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you 100%. That's why we the people are the government, you know, but that does include them as well. It's just that, unfortunately, they're just dishonest on the other side, and they truly are a cult. And it's really quite sad. I mean, it's sad that they have to always have hate, and they never seem to be happy. In fact, I'm sure you'll have some Republican callers coming up here soon that'll, you know, be crying like,
I'm letting them stew, Tom.
Know, oh boy,
CJ's on the back exactly. burner, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, you know, when 5:57 comes, you know, that might be a good time.
No, we got Mandela done. Yeah, it's not going to work.
Okay. Well, I mean, Genie is the best. And, you know, all these guys, Mark from the SAC and Paul and all these guys, I mean, this is what we go through the whole time is for this election. And we just have to somehow come to this thing about getting money out of politics, because this is the biggest problem in all of it. And as time goes on, it's even going to become a bigger problem, I think, on the Democratic side if we don't get money out of politics.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your call. And obviously, you listen, you've always been a fan. We appreciate your support. I think it is a problem already for Democrats. While I certainly think the new Democratic Party chair, Ben Wickler, is a rainmaker, you know, he raises lots of capital on behalf of the Democratic Party. And they changed the campaign finance laws here in the state of Wisconsin to make the parties the conduits. And technically, the Democrats are doing it a little bit better than the Republicans are here in the state of Wisconsin. But I wonder, you know, while I don't believe in disarmament, you know, don't come to a gunfight with a pillow, I do believe it's hard to draw contrast if the Democrats are also accepting the same sort of, you know, backdoor contributions. And that's the rule of the game.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, that's, what are you going to do? Disarm, as you
I mentioned? Would just say, you know, if you look at some of these younger voters, if we get 40% of the young people in the state of Wisconsin to turn out today, it's all over but the crying for Tim Michaels and Ron Johnson. About 36%, I think, turned out in the last election. If it bumped up 10%, up to 40,
and that 36% was like a 50% increase from the previous.
The prior election yeah. cycle. Well, I'm going to pick up my kid here in about 15 minutes. Now, we're going to go vote. First, we got to hear Mandela ask for both my vote and Caden's vote. If he could at least ask for Caden's vote. You know, as a first-time voter, that could be very persuasive. He might be undecided, but I think he knows. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, how are you doing?
Hey, Paulie.
Hi, happy Election Day Tuesday. Like Andy from Beaver Dam, I'm feeling really optimistic. I have a daughter that lives up in the valley where Dom used to live, only she's a little south of there in the Oshkosh area, and she said turnout is big out there. Believe it or not, I do have a friend in Wanakee. He said turnout is really big in that area. So that should be really good news for the Democrats. And it would just, I don't know, I'd have to break out better than Johnny Black tonight, no matter what time it is, if I find out Johnson loses and Michael loses, because I'm telling you what, I'll probably be one of the happiest man on earth if that happens, because that'll show the Republicans that all this money you spent and all this hate you've spewed is not going to work. I mean, so I'm optimistic, Crudy. I'll be listening to you guys all night long. Thanks for what you guys do. That's why I always try to call in, even if it is in my car phone today. You guys are just great. And, I'm going to have a Johnny Black tonight. I've maybe two or three. I'm feeling it. Maybe even a spotted cow with it. So thanks, Devils.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paulie.
I hope he's two-fisting and whooping it up by midnight. I really do. I really, really do. 844-967-2789. I had to look for a second. You know, like someone might have changed the phone number on us. Have we done Pizza Box? I don't think we have. Pizza Box Mike, another one, the fine host right here on the Civic Media Network. Pizza Box gives a little opinion. Saturdays at noon. Welcome back, fella. What do you got for us?
Hey, Michael.
Well, first of all, L.A. Tom, thanks for the reminder, man. I made a sign during the Prosser years. It was
let's see, the state bird was the robin, the state curd is the cheese, and the state turd was Prosser. Am I the turd in the bowl? Yes, you are, and so is every Republican. But I got to tell you, I'm a little bit more optimistic, too, man. The lines are packed. I was like number 1449 in the first district in Stoughton, and it's a high turnout, man. So I did see a lot of people that were probably Trump voters in line, too. Good for them. You know, hopefully that blood moon won't be the blood wave that CJ's been calling for.
Pizza Box, every single polling place and all of my friends that have checked in, excepting one, have said very long lines relative to what they're used to in a midterm election. I know that I've got a new polling place in the park, although no point of reference because it's new. That's the one I showed up at.
I was
going
to say, make sure you know where you're going, Crudy.
Well, Pizza Box Mike, it was my impression. I went home and let the dogs out at lunch. It was my impression the lines in Middleton were very long there as well. I just don't have a basis of comparison.
You know, this could be the sign that the entire state is really tired of a stale, soggy cracker like Johnson. And no, Evers is cracker too, man, but he ain't stale.
Well, when you put it that way, I'm a little less undecided. 844-967-2789. Mark, you better make a better case for Evers. I haven't voted yet.
Hey, Mark.
Oh, unless you're voting for Democrats this time, you're not voting for democracy, because Republicans, almost to a man in the Republican Party that are running these days, are running against democracy because they failed to condemn the fake electors. They failed to condemn January 6th. They failed to condemn the attempts to overturn our democracy. They failed to condemn this effort not to get everybody who's eligible to vote to vote. I mean, as Dom has been saying, that unless they're able to do that, they're traitors to the oaths of the Constitution. I mean, pure and simple. And we have to carry this message forward from this election. If Evers and Call and Doug LaFollette and the Democrats win here, we have to bring it back to these Republicans, do on to them, and administer justice. I mean, I'm not...
Mark, not the greatest phone line tonight, unfortunately, but that pound of flesh that the Democrats might seek, you've got no means of getting a pound of flesh. I mean, at this late hour, the best pitch you can make for Tony Evers is he's a hell of a goalie.
Right.
He's the Mark Barron of governors in the great state of Wisconsin. Look him up. Mark Barron, a great goalie. We partied with that dude. 844-967.
Actually, I think I remember that.
2789 over at the
local
place
joint
that Dave Hyde had.
Yeah.
Louise's.
Louise?
Louisiane's.
Louise? Oh, I forget. So good.
Liliana's.
Ah, there we go.
Yes, the best Cajun. Betsy, our girl Betsy, how you doing, Betsy? Did you vote today?
Betsy, what's going on?
Hey, yeah, of course I voted. Yeah, I just, like, Mark got me all riled up, and then you guys calmed me down. So I just love you guys.
Is your head in a good space, Betsy? Because mine's a little scattered. I'm a little PTSD since the Scott Walker recall.
I am scared to death what will happen if it goes the wrong way for Wisconsin. I really pray that people have woken up to the fact that these Republicans don't want to work. They have been out of legislature for I don't know how long. Scott Walker, he came and he ripped our state up. And now they want to rip it up more because there's more goodies that they found. This is so important, and you guys have just, I mean it, I really believe that you two got rid of Scott Walker.
You're welcome.
You woke up.
Betsy, if that were only true, and I believe it is, then we really would be able to say mission accomplished.
Thank you for the call, Betsy.
And legalized weed referendums maybe totally got rid of Scott Walker.
Ryan from Richland Center.
And
you're
bad
next
governance.
Yeah, that helps. Hey, Ryan, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Glad to be on. You guys just expanded, I think, down to our part of the state here.
Yes, sir.
Recently.
WRCE, News from the Center.
And it's Joanne Krulock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thanks for correcting me, Ryan.
No, we have Ron. I know it's a funny name. It's a funny name.
My name also gets mispronounced, but I mispronounce everybody's name.
So
equal opportunity style, Ryan. Ryan, you know, we're going to bring coverage all night long from Richland Center. Joanne's going to be a big part of that. And also, Todd Alba worked at WRCO for 17 years. Todd is going to bring it home tonight. He's going to take over the anchor chair about 11 o'clock. His new show is going to start playing out on WRCE and other ports across the civic media nation, Dom. Todd's new show will start on the 14th. More Devil's Advocates, more of your calls right after Mandela Barnes.
What will you do without freedom?
Yeah, that's it. It's go time.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. Make sure you go out and vote. If you have not yet, make sure you download the Civic Media app. Crudy and I are going to do some extra broadcasting tonight, 8 to 10. So if you're out and about, you can make sure you tune us in.
Dom, our fine sponsors tonight, network-wide Bug Tussle, high-speed internet, Chad's Design Build right here in Madison, and Knuckleheads. Go see them on State Street. But right now, U.S. senatorial candidate, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Mandela, I have not yet voted. I'm hoping, sir, you can ask me nicely and our audience to vote for you if we haven't cast our votes yet.
Hey, Mandela.
You haven't voted. I will end this interview to make sure you go vote.
Buddy, right, I got to pick up my college kid, and we're voting together here in like 15 minutes. I'll get there, Mandela.
Family that votes together.
Yeah.
But no, man, I really appreciate that. Hope everything's going well your way. We're feeling good. Wrapping up our win for Wisconsin RV Tour. Hit a couple campuses today. Young people are excited. They're fired up. And that energy was matched all across the state, man. We're seeing a lot of good things. But we got to make sure that every single person shows up. We got just over 2 hours until polls close. I know you got an active group of listeners, but I want to make sure that they're encouraging their friends, their family members, and their neighbors to get involved as well.
Mandela Barnes, what is the most important issue in this election?
Well, I'll tell you, people are concerned about a whole lot of stuff, but the most important part is the fact that Ron Johnson's left us behind for 12 long years. Whether it's the fact that he's completely given up on working people, saying we have enough jobs in this state, or the fact that he told the women of this state that they can move if they don't like the laws, like our 1849 criminal abortion ban, the fact that he called climate change BS, the fact that he tried to repeal the Affordable Care Act, you name it. The list goes on and on. Ron Johnson's been an absolute disaster, and people are fed up, ready to make their you know, feelings felt at the polling booth.
Mandela, if you were to be elected senator, what would be your priorities? What would you like to see done under your reign, sir? What would be your priorities?
Well, it's important that we do the work to rebuild the middle class, bring opportunities back to folks across Wisconsin. And then we also need to make sure that we protect our democracy, because nothing happens unless we have a stable democracy, the same democracy that's under attack by people like Ron Johnson. He tried to overturn free and fair election just because he didn't like the result. So that's why we got to fight hard to make sure that the right to vote is protected, that we end partisan gerrymandering so that the will of the people can be respected.
Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor from the great state of Wisconsin, senatorial candidate as well. Mandela, would you tell the audience, if somebody came to you and offered you, I don't know, perhaps something like fraudulent electors to pass along to try to overturn an election, would you engage in that conspiracy, Mandela Barnes?
Not a chance at all. And I've actually thought about this, like, long and hard. And I thought, like, what one person could ever convince me? And there's not a single person that could convince me to do that. It's the most absurd thing in the world. And the fact that he tried to say his involvement lasted a matter of seconds, it shows just how much he knows that he messed up, that he shouldn't have been involved in the first place by trying to minimize that whole experience.
Mandela Barnes, I asked your opponent very recently, Ron Johnson, what his policy would be on legalized weed. As a U.S. senator, he said no I'm not going to legalize it. Mandela, if elected, what would you do on marijuana policy?
Well, I'll tell you, same thing I did when I was in the assembly. And that's try to legalize it. And if we get a majority in the United States Senate, we have a real chance to actually get it done. That's the exciting thing here.
Mandela, if you are the deciding vote, let's call you the 51st, 52nd senator, would you vote to set aside the filibuster, sir?
Well, I would be delighted to get rid of the filibuster. It's in the way of progress. And the idea of a 60-seat majority to get things done for the people is just not realistic these days. What we need to do is make sure that the will of the people is respected. And it's not going to happen as long as the filibuster is in place.
Mandela, I know you got to wrap up here, but as we do so, could you just ask the fair listeners of the Devil's Advocates, please cast their vote for Mandela Barnes if they want, you know, small d and large d democracy.
Hey, if you want democracy, if you want decency, if you want improved quality of life, democracy, decency, and dollars in your pockets, the 3D approach, we need you to show up before 8 p.m. Show up in massive numbers because everything is on the line right now.
And if you're in line at 8, you get your right to vote. Mandela Barnes, good luck tonight. We're sending Earl down to the victory party. Hope you got a little bit of time for Earl a little bit later, sir.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mandela. Good luck.
Thanks, Mandela.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocate. It's not quite done yet. Still time for your calls, your final impressions. I think you made the case. I think you can move me into the decided voter category.
And who have you decided to vote for?
Well, not Ron Johnson.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, I'll vote for Mandela. All right.
Of course. Thanks, Mandela.
Jim for Appleton. Welcome. Thanks for voting with your phone dialing.
Hey, Jim.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to let you know that up here we've got like half-hour lines for the polling places, and if it's true that turnout benefits the Democrats, I ain't got any worries about how this election's coming out.
Jim, they're not usually that long, I suspect, where you typically vote, sir?
For this kind of thing, it's usually walk in, grab a ballot, vote, and walk out.
Jim, when both Mandela Barnes and Tony Evers celebrate glorious victory later tonight, what will you toast them with, sir?
I will toast them with a new Galeras Fat Squirrel.
Well done.
A fat squirrel.
Jim, Cub reporter Jim from Appleton checking in on the ground. Dom, I hate to do it.
Oh, you know.
He's been stewing there for some time. One last crack to wreck the voters' mood. CJ, it's your chance. You're on the clock.
Hey, CJ.
Suppress the voters if you can, CJ.
Well, I can't wait to come down and celebrate by your radio station because you're obviously more confident than your Democratic majority whip, James Clyburn, who compares this to what? The Holocaust and Germany. Oh, my gosh, I tell you. And democracy, you know, is about persuading people.
Sorry, you didn't persuade me, CJ. You're out of time. You know, check in after we know the results of the election. You know, perhaps next week sometime.
What's the caller rule now? We're taking a couple hours off. We'll be back at 8 o'clock.
CJ's done.
He's done for the day.
Anyone else?
Everybody else. Yeah, it's like a whole new show.
Hey, Dom, want to thank a couple of our fine guests. They included Kristen Bray, Asgos, Wisconsin. She's the host. She will also lead the coverage special. Election night coverage right here on the Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Also want to thank Mandela Barnes, U.S. senatorial candidate soon. Senator-elect Mandela Barnes. Oh. We'll see with me and Caden's vote.
Oh, come on, baby. Let's do it.
He's going to win for sureies. Don't forget, the Devil's Advocates will check back in right here at 8 o'clock, originating from the mothership, Devil Radio. Thanks to our fine local sponsors, Chad's Design Build, Knuckleheads, and Bug Tussle. High-speed internet and cellular services. Now, Native Roots Radio, right up until Civic Media's extended all night till we know the answers coverage. You're listening right now.
Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Play it again, son.
Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan.